It's the Friday show. It's John Gibbons in for Neil Atkinson. I'm joined by Dan Morgan, by Paul Cope, by Philippa Smallwood, and by Chris Barber in the studio. Obviously, a cast of a few. I was going to say thousands, but that's exaggerating it. A cast of three on the phone as well. So we'll introduce them more in a second. But yeah, first of all, welcome Chris, first of all, who's a Chelsea fan, who's coming into the studio to talk mainly about the game against Manchester United, but we'll get him on other things as well. I mean, first of all, it's the early kickoff on Saturday, which kind of throws in a little bit of a spanner, does it? It's not ideal after an international break, is it?
No, it can be a bit of a poison chalice. At the minute, I mean, Eden Hazard's still pushing for some moves, so he'll be happy for some TV time. He doesn't want any Saturday 3 o'clocks, does he, at the moment? And again, I'm sort of clinging on to, I was having a little look before I came down, and I think we've beaten them. We're undefeated at Stamford Bridge against United since the Fergie era, which that's quite a long time now. It doesn't feel like that long, but it's 6 years now? 6.5 mm-hmm. years, I think?
5, 6 years, yeah.
So our record's been pretty good. We look like a team that absolutely knows what they're about now, positionally, sort of communication-wise. I think they're pretty happy playing under the manager, whereas obviously it couldn't be a more different story in the away dressing room. I still think they look like the same disjointed team that Moyes left. They don't, even though it's a few players have been signed here and there, there's not a squad, there's not a best 11. It still feels weird seeing Mourinho in the away dugout. Like, it's a bit like seeing your teacher in the supermarket sort of thing. You're not really meant to be there, but okay. I think we haven't lost since the Community Shield at all.
Has it surprised you, the start?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I touched on with Neil the other week, we have an off and an on season, and it is very much the on season, which is joyous. That's fun. But yeah, I didn't see it coming, because I was, again, our pre-season, as with most pre-seasons now, was pretty poor. Like, I think Sarri basically got his contract so late because sacking Conte took so long, effectively. And then they went straight off to Perth, which he apparently was fuming about. You know, they did something like 7 sessions in the first 4 days in terms of he just drilled them. And it was something like they were in smaller squads. Every player had to touch the ball. Every player had to pass to Jorginho. And Morata had to finish every single attack. And they did that like 26 times, nonstop for days and days and things like that. But his ideas, I think, have settled quicker than he thought, because again, they've moved training sessions now to like mid-morning. A bit like Klopp's maybe done a little bit of Liverpool, where he's managed, because he's got his ideas across. It's no longer drilling. It's almost like just consistency and maintaining a happy squad and drop your kids off at school and then come into work and all that sort of stuff. So I didn't anticipate it at all, because it's so different